Stoicism in ancient Greece, the philosophy of living well. In ancient Greece around 300 BC, if you were a child whose parents wanted you to receive a great education, they wouldn't send you to business school like today. Instead, you'd go to study philosophy. One of the famous schools of thought was Stoicism, which still holds importance today. Besides learning about speaking and reasoning well, philosophy students were taught how to live a good life. This meant having a clear plan for your life, like a roadmap. Philosophy helps people think deeply about their desires and goals. For example, if someone wanted to become more caring and attentive, philosophy would guide them on the best ways to achieve this. Set goals for a satisfying life. If you don't set clear goals, you might regret how you live as you grow older. Yet, in today's busy world full of distractions, finding these goals can be tough. Stoicism offers guidance by promoting a balanced approach to life. It suggests neither extreme self-denial nor reckless indulgence but advocates moderation. Stoics believed in enjoying pleasures like good food and company without becoming dependent on them. They cautioned against seeking happiness solely from material things, which provide fleeting joy. Instead, they encouraged finding happiness internally, within oneself. Stoic life goals, virtue and tranquility. The Stoics focused on two main goals, virtue and tranquility. They believed these were essential for a good life. Virtue, the Stoic idea of virtue isn't exactly like what we think of today. It's not about being a saint like Mother Teresa. Instead, it means living the life that's right for us as human beings. To be virtuous, we need to understand that we're different from animals because we can think. Since we're social creatures, we have responsibilities towards others. When our actions can benefit not just ourselves but also those around us, we should pay attention to that. Living virtuously might mean respecting our parents or showing empathy to our friends and those we live with. Tranquility for the Stoics doesn't mean being emotionless. It means getting rid of negative emotions so that our positive ones can shine through. Tranquility is closely linked to virtue. To be virtuous, you need to use your ability to reason. It's the same for achieving tranquility. Living a tranquil life means being in control of yourself, so your emotions don't take over your thoughts. For instance, if a beginner Stoic is stuck in traffic and feeling angry, she should try not to let the anger control her. Stoics understand that getting angry, especially about traffic, is pointless. Instead, she should assess the situation and what's bothering her, and then use her mind to stay calm. The trap of always wanting more. To combat our constant desire for more things, we should learn to appreciate what we already own. Despite seeing ourselves as reasonable, we all have a common flaw. The never-ending urge for more. Even when we know that getting what we want won't bring lasting happiness, we still crave it. Psychologists Shane Frederick and George Lowenstein call this hedonic adaptation. It goes like this: you crave a new possession, like a big TV or a fancy bag. You get it, enjoy it briefly, then it becomes mundane. Soon, you take it for granted and start hunting for the next upgrade, like an even bigger TV. Many of us go through this cycle without ever feeling satisfied. The Stoics advise us not to take things for granted, but instead, to value them. Rather than always wanting new things, they suggest learning to desire what you already possess. They developed methods to help us appreciate our surroundings, like negative visualization. Negative visualization helps us appreciate what we have by imagining losing the things or people we often overlook, such as family or close friends. Though it's painful to think about losing them, this exercise reminds us how fortunate we are to still have them in our lives. It teaches us to be happier and more grateful for what we already have, making our enjoyment of life deeper and more meaningful. Voluntary discomfort, appreciating life through mild challenges. Voluntary discomfort is a way to appreciate the people and things in your life better. Instead of just imagining losing things that make life good, you actively give them up for a while. This practice, inspired by the Roman Stoic Seneca's idea of practicing poverty, doesn't mean you have to suffer greatly. The idea is to experience mild discomfort. You might wonder why anyone would want to make themselves uncomfortable on purpose. Firstly, it toughens you up, so real pain feels less intense if it happens. Secondly, it helps you appreciate your comfort more when you return to it because you no longer take it for granted. So, while you don't need to starve or punish yourself, a bit of discomfort now and then can actually make you happier in the long run. Moderation for balanced living. Integrating small changes into your routine can enhance your overall enjoyment and discipline. For instance, opting to cycle rather than drive, taking cooler showers, or dressing lighter in winter can make you appreciate the comforts you usually indulge in, like warm showers and cozy clothing. Occasionally abstaining from certain pleasures helps you maintain control over your desires. This practice is particularly beneficial because temporary pleasures, such as those from substances, can easily overpower our willpower and start controlling our lives. Choosing to skip the glass of wine or that tempting cookie once in a while can build a resilient sense of self-control. Circumstances beyond our control, a Stoic perspective. It's common to wish for things we can't have, like a perfect family or a big career break. But often, these things are beyond our reach. The trouble starts when we let these desires upset us. What would someone following Stoic philosophy do? They would distinguish between what they can and can't control. They would stop pursuing things they can't control and focus on finding happiness in what they can. For instance, whether it rains all day is not something we can change. So, we shouldn't let changes in the weather bother us, we should accept them. Getting upset only makes everything worse. Personal control and setting goals. You have control over shaping yourself into a virtuous, joyful, trustworthy, and forgiving person. Nothing can stop you from achieving these qualities. However, there are things you only partly control, like winning a tennis match. Since winning isn't entirely up to you, it's risky to make winning your main goal. This could lead to disappointment. Instead, focus on internal goals. Internal goals are ones you can fully control. For instance, in a tennis match, set your goal as playing to the best of your ability. This way, even if you lose, you won't feel defeated as long as you give your best effort. Interestingly, when you concentrate on improving your skills rather than just winning, you might increase your chances of winning. Manage interpersonal challenges with Stoic wisdom. It's natural to feel upset when someone says something irritating or hurtful, whether it's a coworker or a friend. According to the Stoics, letting others disturb your peace is within your control. However, it's tough to stay calm when dealing with annoying or unkind people. One thing we can't change is other people, especially their flaws. Yet, since we often have to interact with others, it helps to increase our tolerance instead of letting ourselves get upset, which only makes things worse. To be more tolerant of others' behavior, it's important to remember that everyone has faults. We all feel envy, frustration, and ignorance at times. Nobody wants these weaknesses, but it's easy to fall into negative behaviors. Perhaps people are simply inclined towards certain behaviors. The best approach is to aim for understanding and tolerance. Uncontrollable, others' opinions and seeking approval. We can't control what others think of us. No matter how hard we try, some people will find fault with what we do and form negative opinions. Because of this, it's wise to stop seeking others' approval and learn to not care about their opinions. Trying to gain others' admiration gives them power over us. We end up doing things just to please them, and we might even give up things we care about if it means avoiding their disapproval. Seeking admiration also means conforming to others' ideas of success. For instance, in the Western world, success is often equated with wealth. This can lead people to spend their lives chasing money just to gain approval, even if money doesn't actually bring them happiness. Money and Stoic philosophy. The Stoics believe that pursuing wealth shouldn't be our main goal because it doesn't guarantee happiness. According to them, how we feel inside matters more for our well-being than how much money we have. For example, Musonius, a Stoic philosopher, argued that money doesn't solve our problems. He pointed out that many rich people are very unhappy. He went further to say that money can even make us miserable. Musonius once lent a lot of money to a friend who turned out to be a fraud. Instead of asking for his money back, Musonius joked that if the person was a fraud, they deserved the money. The Stoics believe that chasing after wealth and luxury doesn't lead to true happiness. They argue that these desires are unnatural and can never be satisfied. This relates to a concept called hedonic adaptation, which also applies to luxury. If you always live in luxury, you'll constantly want more and lose appreciation for simpler things in life. For instance, think about food. As a student, you might love simple meals like mac and cheese, but later on, you might only feel satisfied with expensive dishes like risotto or fancy salads. This constant craving makes us slaves to our desires. In contrast, imagine a Stoic who prefers a simple diet. When hungry, they might eat an apple. Because they're used to enjoying simple pleasures, they can find as much joy in an apple as someone wealthy finds in an expensive steak. Cope with grief and old age the Stoic way. The Stoics have lessons on handling grief and aging. Death is often a difficult topic for most people. Stoics suggest dealing with it by visualizing negative scenarios. This means imagining the death of loved ones before it happens. It helps soften the blow when it eventually occurs. Stoics believe grieving is natural when we lose someone close. They advise using negative visualization to prepare ourselves emotionally. By imagining loss beforehand, we can lessen its impact. This practice also encourages us to cherish our loved ones more. Being kind and appreciative while they're alive prevents regrets after they're gone. Besides imagining negative outcomes, we can use logic to ease our sadness. We might think that the person we lost wouldn't want us to be upset, but would want us to appreciate the time we had together and to treasure our happy memories of them. Coping with someone else's death is one thing, but what about our own? As we get older and the thought of dying becomes closer, it's easy to start thinking negatively or feeling sad. Growing older makes us think more about death. When we're young, death seems far away, and we might even feel like we'll live forever. Because of this, young people sometimes don't appreciate their days and might even find life boring sometimes. If this is true for you, a Stoic philosopher would say you should learn to value your life. An 80-year-old person could enjoy life more than their grandchildren if they decide to appreciate every day instead of assuming everything about their life is guaranteed. Benefits of adopting Stoic principles. Stoicism offers practical life advice that can simplify your life and guide your decisions. It teaches us what truly matters, like inner peace, and what doesn't, such as chasing after temporary pleasures. This philosophy gives our life direction and purpose. One major benefit of adopting Stoic principles is that it makes decision-making straightforward. You just need to consider whether a choice supports your peace of mind and helps you achieve your goals. This approach reduces the likelihood of making regrettable decisions. If you're interested in adopting Stoic philosophy, go for it, but take your time. Changing your mindset overnight isn't the way to adopt it fully. Building a Stoic mindset takes time and effort, so take it step by step. Start with negative visualization. This means imagining life without the things and people you cherish, which helps you get used to the idea of not always having them. Next, identify things in your life that you cannot control and work on accepting them. Then, recognize what you can partly control. Focus on internalizing your goals regarding these aspects, like aiming to do your best in a tennis match rather than fixating on winning. Lastly, avoid unfairly judging others. Remember, everyone has their imperfections. By practicing these steps, you'll develop a mindset that allows you to find more genuine happiness in life. Key points. 1. Stoicism in ancient Greece emphasized living well through moderation, virtue, and tranquility. 2. Setting clear life goals helps avoid regrets and guides meaningful living. 3. Stoics value internal qualities like resilience and self-control over external success. 4. Accepting discomfort can enhance gratitude and resilience in life. 5. Practicing negative visualization helps one appreciate what one already possesses. 6. Accepting what cannot be controlled promotes peace of mind and happiness. 7. Stoic philosophy encourages focusing on personal growth and inner peace for a fulfilling life.